Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and it's very good to see you all here this evening. Well, I ought to begin by explaining who I am. My name is Humphrey Dobson. I'm Deputy Director at the Christian Institute with responsibility for policy and staffing, and I'm your chairman for this evening. The title of this evening's meeting is Gospel Freedom in Jeopardy. As we'll be hearing this evening, this is no exaggeration. The government's plans for an incitement to religious hatred offence really do threaten our freedom to share the gospel. As I start this evening, it's important that we do so in the right place, and that's with the Word of God. And I'm going to read the first four verses of 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2. I urge them, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Saviour, who wants all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. So, as we are bid by Paul the Apostle, let's pray together. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the freedoms that we have in this country. We do pray for our Queen and government. May you grant them wisdom, so that they may act according to your law, in order that there might be freedom for the gospel, and so that we may live peaceful lives in all godliness and holiness. We praise you this evening for those faithful men who worked and fought for those freedoms down the centuries. And we do pray that by your Spirit you will be with us this evening. May you help us to stand for what is right and to witness to the truth. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to introduce now the speakers for this evening. First of all, we have Daniel Scott, right behind me. Daniel is originally from Pakistan. He knows fundamentalist Islam from first-hand experience, and for many years has spoken on this subject all over the world. He was brought up in a Christian family and went on to lecture in mathematics at Punjab University, but following the introduction of the Islamic blasphemy law in 1986, refused to convert to Islam. He then fled for his life and went to Australia. Daniel taught mathematics at the University of Queensland, but also in his spare time conducted seminars for Christians to help them understand Islamic beliefs. It was his teaching at one of these seminars which has been held after a long legal case to be unlawful for vilifying Muslims. We're going to be hearing from Daniel in a moment. Neil Addison, on your left, my right, is an experienced barrister and co-author of the leading textbook on harassment law. He also runs a website on religion and the law. Mr. Addison has been a prominent critic of the incitement to religious hatred offence and addressed peers in the House of Lords about this issue earlier this year. And Mike Judge, on your right and my left, is the publications manager of the Christian Institute. He's going to be talking to Daniel Scott and explaining what you can do to try and stop this offence from coming to pass.